Today we're building a jungle-style ARPFX layer in Ableton Live 12 that feels gritty, urgent, and properly musical. Not a shiny trance ARP, not a random synth loop, but that kind of jagged, crunchy texture that can live behind a rolling drum and bass drop, sit under a break edit, or add tension right before the bass comes in. The big idea here is simple. We're going to combine a tight MIDI sequence, a sampled source and simpler or sampler, some controlled distortion and bit crushing, movement from filtering and modulation, and then resample the result so it starts to feel like a real jungle-era texture instead of a clean plug-in loop. First, set your project up for the right energy. Aim for 172 to 174 BPM. That's the classic lane for this kind of DNB motion. Create a MIDI track and load simpler or sampler if you prefer a more detailed instrument setup. I'd keep the clip grid on 1/16 for most of this, but if you want it more frantic, 1/32 can work too. And one important mix decision right away, this layer should live mostly in the mid and high range. Let the kick and sub own the low end. That's non-negotiable if you want the track to hit hard. Now choose your source sound. You've got two good paths here. One is to use a short sampled sound, like a vocal chop, a rim shot, a tiny slice from a break, a rewind style effects hit, or some kind of metallic stab. The other path is to build a synthetic source from something like Wavetable, Analog, or Operator. For this lesson, we're going with a crunchy sample and simpler, because that gives us a more immediate jungle flavor. Drop the sample into simpler and set the mode to classic. If the sample needs to lock to the project, turn warp on. If the source is noisy or percussive, try texture warp for a grainier feel, or repitch if you want a more old-school pitch-shifted behavior. If you want this to play like a tight sequence, set the voices to mono. And unless you're planning to widen it later, keep the spread fairly narrow at this stage. Now shape the raw tone. Use the filter to start trimming the top end if needed, and generally think somewhere in the 2 to 6 kHz range for a focused, usable bite. Set the amp envelope so it behaves like a pluck or stab, not a pad. Fast attack, short decay, no sustain, and a short release. You want each note to hit, speak, and get out of the way. That quick transient shape is a huge part of what makes the phrase feel percussive rather than melodic in a soft way. Now we write the MIDI. This is where the jungle character really starts to happen. Don't think generic EDM ARP. Think sequence, call and response, and interaction with the breakbeat. A good starting point is a 1-bar 16th note pattern, or a syncopated phrase with rests. For example, in a minor key, you might move between notes like root, fifth, minor seventh, octave, and a few chromatic or passing tones. The important part is not the exact notes, it's the phrasing. Make sure the sequence breathes. Leave holes. Add little pickups before strong beats. Shift one note up an octave every couple of bars. Use a few short and slightly longer notes so the phrase has tension and release inside it. And pay attention to velocity. If every hit is identical, it'll feel flat. A proper jungle ARP should feel like it's dancing around the drums, not just looping on top of them. At this stage, add some groove. Don't over-quantize it. You can use the groove pool and try a subtle swing, maybe somewhere around 54% to 58%, or manually nudge a few notes just a little early or late. The goal is to keep the rhythm alive without losing the drive. If your break already has a lot of shuffle, keep the ARP a bit straighter so the contrast between the drums and the sequence stays clear. Now we start making it crunchy. This is where the sound design becomes character. A solid chain could be a Q8, saturator, redox, drum bus or roar, auto filter, echo, and then utility at the end if needed. You can add compression later if you want to control the dynamics. Start with AQ8 and high pass the sound, usually somewhere between 120 and 250 Hz, depending on the sample. Cut any muddy area around 250 to 500 Hz if it starts clouding the mix. If the ARP needs more presence, a gentle boost around 2.5 to 5 kHz can help, but don't force it if the sample already has edge. Next, saturator. Keep it musical. A few dB of drive, with soft clip-on, is usually enough to add useful harmonic dirt. This is one of those places where less can be more. You're not trying to obliterate the sound. You're trying to rough up the surface so the sample feels worn-in and urgent. Then hit it with redux. This is where the crunch starts to really come alive. Use bit reduction and sample rate reduction in moderation. Keep the mix partly dry so you retain some clarity. A parallelish balance around 20 to 50% can work well. If you overdo redux, the sound can get painfully harsh. What we want is grit with definition. After that, bring in drum bus or roar. Drum bus can add drive and a nice rough edge, but keep boom off or very low for this kind of layer. Roar is especially good if you want more animated distortion and dark movement. One of the best tricks here is not to rely on one huge distortion stage. Two gentler stages usually sound better than one extreme one. For example, a bit of saturation before filtering, then a second dirtier stage after the filter. That's often the sweet spot. Now give the ARP some movement. A static sequence gets boring fast. Use auto filter with a band pass or low pass shape, and automate the cutoff over time. For motion, try an LFO sync to 1/8, 1/16, or 1/4. A bit of resonance can make the sound peak in a really useful vocal-like way. Then automate the cutoff across 8 or 16 bars. Open it slightly during a build, close it before a drop, or do small breathing motions every 2 bars. That's how you keep the texture alive without turning it into a totally different sound. If you want to go deeper, add modulation from Live 12 more advanced tools. Subtle movement on filter cutoff, distortion drive, sample start, or even fine pitch can make a huge difference. Tiny changes are enough. The point is not to make it wobble randomly. The point is to make it feel hand-moved and unstable in a good way. Bass is next, but in drum and bass, space has to be controlled. Echo is usually more useful than a huge reverb wash. Try dotted 1/8, 1/16, or 1/4 timings with low to moderate feedback. Filter the delay repeats so they don't clutter the mix. You can high pass and low pass the delay return to keep it tucked in. If you do use reverb, keep it short and dirty. Half a second to maybe a second and a half is plenty. Think small room, broken metal chamber, not giant glossy hall. Now for one of the most useful advanced moves in this whole workflow, resampling. Create a new audio track, set it to resampling or route your ARP track into it, and record a few bars of the processed sound. Then chop that audio into pieces. Reverse a slice. Pitch one down. Stretch a tiny fragment. Suddenly the ARP stops feeling like a MIDI part and starts feeling like a proper organic jungle texture. This also gives you arrangement options. You can drag the audio back into Simpler and play it as a new instrument, or you can build a second layer from it and treat that as the broken up texture lane, while the original stays more rhythmic and defined. That layered approach is huge. Think in layers, not in a single sound. Usually the strongest jungle ARP effects has a clear core and then a dirty support layer underneath. When you arrange it, don't let it loop forever. Make it evolve. In the intro, maybe it's filtered and mostly dry. In the build, open the filter and increase saturation. Before the drop, cut the low mids and tighten the pattern. In the drop, keep it supporting the drums and bass, not fighting them. Then in breakdowns or transition sections, use resampled fragments, reverses, and chop tails to give it that broken jungle feel. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't make it too bright. It can get harsh fast, especially once you add distortion and bit crush. If needed, tame the upper mids and highs with EQ. Second, don't let it fight the snare. If the ARP lives too much in the 2 to 4 kHz zone, it can collide with the crack of the snare and weaken the groove. Third, don't leave too much low end in there. The bassline owns that part of the spectrum. And fourth, avoid making the rhythm too perfect. Some swing, some velocity variation, some slight push and pull. That's what keeps it human and alive. For darker DNB, minor keys and tense intervals help a lot. Use chromatic notes, diminished flavors, or little B2 and B5 movements for menace. You can also duplicate the track and build a very quiet parallel grit lane with heavy filtering, distortion, and bit reduction. Blend that underneath the main sound to create size without wrecking the core tone. Here's a strong practice move. Build a 2-bar jungle ARP FX phrase at 174 BPM using Simpler, a sampled stab or vocal hit, a 16th note pattern with at least one rest per bar, plus redux, saturator, and auto-filter automation. Then resample it and chop it into 4 edits. Make one version cleaner and more rhythmic, and another version darker, more crushed, and more atmospheric. Compare them against the drums and ask yourself which one supports the groove better, and which one feels more like a transition tool. So to recap, start with a short sampled source, use Simpler to turn it into a sequence texture, program a rhythmic but breathable MIDI phrase, add controlled crunch with saturator, redux, drum bus or roar, animate it with filtering and delay, then resample it so it becomes something more organic and more jungle. That's the lane. If you do this right, you're not just making an ARP, you're making a pressure layer, a shard of motion, something that adds tension, character, and that raw DNB energy behind the drums.